Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Ragnaballs.
Welcome, my friends, to episode 141 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
George motherfucking Tripsis.
And, Dave's not here, man.
Well, to be fair, he's doing something much cooler than what we're doing right
he's
now.
He's definitely doing something much better than what we're doing. He is in Disney World with his family right now.
Lucky.
Having a good time.
Jelly.
Watching his Facebook feed, man.
Yeah, I know. He's making us jealous with every picture.
He keeps on sending me messages to make me jealous.
Look what I'm doing.
I'm in front of the Haunted Mansion. Look, now I got a... Oh, my God. I got a Dole Whip float. You don't, haha.
I don't think I had that last time we went.
You did it? You didn't have a Dole Whip at all?
No.
I'm sorry, I'm pronouncing it incorrectly. Dole Whip.
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 But I got to do something today at work. There was a
space... Dole Whip at work.
No, I did. I wish.
Oh.
A space convention at the George R. Brown. I got to go into that for a few minutes and got to touch a space rock and
yeah,
all this cool
did.
Stuff. Yeah,
touching,
I touched it.
Touching those space rocks.
I texted him a picture. I'm like, now you get a chance to be jealous of where I'm at. He's like, oh.
Not really. I bet his jealousy was.
And
like,
he replied back with a picture of another Dole Whip. I'm like, fucker.
Or he was like, I'm going on Space Mountain or something.
Actually, he did.
Yeah,
he was going on Space Mountain.
See, there you go.
So when he gets back next week, we'll have a conversation about how his trip was. Full report. His kids are older now, so I want to hear how they, you know, how they had a good time.
Is this the kid's second time going?
Maybe more. I don't know.
Yeah, that means he goes a lot. Jeez.
Yeah. That's okay. I go a lot, too. Not recently, but I wish. Right. I want to go more. I'm actually still debating. I want to go back next year during the same time that we went. October, you know, late October.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
I think I want to go back next year, but I'm going to go to Disneyland next year, I think, instead of the World.
Okay.
Yeah. Mix it up.
Mix it up a little bit. You've been to Disneyland before, right?
Yeah, but I was only there for a day.
You only went to Disneyland Park.
Magic Kingdom, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Magic Kingdom in Florida. Don't make me geeky on you.
Sorry. The main attraction.
Yeah,
in
Disneyland.
Yeah, the front gates of Disneyland.
Right. Not California Adventure.
No.
Which right. I think you'll have a good time at California Adventure, too. It's a great park.
Yeah, I wanted to go to it. I just didn't have enough
time. They put a lot of money into it, and they've really, you know, made it a much better park.
And also, by next year, Star Wars Land will be open.
Supposedly.
And so...
Let me know how those 12-hour waits are.
Whatever. I want to go in the middle of the week...
Let me know how those 12-hour waits are.
I'm going to make that all my fast passes for Star Wars.
Let me know how that goes for you, if you even get a fast pass. They don't do fast passes there anymore. There's some new...
Really?
You have to pay extra for it there.
Ah,
I think.
It.
Yeah. It's different than the last time I was there.
That's lame.
Yeah. I mean, the Avatar Land that's opened up in Florida,
right.
There's still 4-hour waits for those rides, and they've been around... You know,
since summertime?
Yeah. Well, before that, like May-ish, maybe?
Nice summer.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Star Wars, there's going to be immense, immense waits for those rides.
Yeah,
I know.
We'll see.
I'll do it. I'm not saying I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
All right. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
It wasn't very hard to convince you.
No. Star Wars, Disney, okay, I'm on board.
I don't know if I'll do, like, the whole, like, package where, you know, they cater to you and...
Oh, like the hotel?
Like the hotel. I don't know.
That's not going to be ready for a long time.
Really?
But they did just premiere something at Disney, I think both parks, through Star Tours. So, right now, they're promoting, you know, the
Last Jedi,
which comes out next week. The first part of the, you know how remember it used to be randomized, so you didn't know where you were going, which section you were getting?
Right.
For now, in preparation and marketing for the movie, you go to Crait, which is the planet you see in the new movie with like the red sand and all that.
Well, it's like sort of like ice crystals, but it's not.
Yeah.
Or it's like a salt.
Like a red salt planet?
Yeah, kind of salt planet kind of thing.
And
although I'm just speculating because I've only seen like one trailer.
Yeah, and then you end on the new planet, which is the planet that's going to be the planet you go to in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which they've come up with a name for it. I'm trying to pull the name up right now, and it's
Cornhole.
It's not Cornhole, I can tell you that much. But yeah, that is really cool. If we were more prepared, we would have known this.
You should just know this already, Kerry, since you're such a
I've heard it.
Disney.
And as soon as I read it,
nerd,
I will be, yeah. Galaxy's Edge first peek at new planet. Let's take a look. And now it's going slow. Batuu, that's what it's called. B-A-T-U-U.
Yeah, Batuu.
Batuu.
Yeah, putting that butt in that too.
It's, you know, it was a planet that, it was a remote outpost on the Galaxy's Edge, hence Galaxy's Edge. Once a busy crossroads along the old light speed trade route, but its prominence was bypassed by the rise of hyperspace travel. So, sort of like the city from Cars on old Route 66, you know? City got bypassed, turns into a hive of villainy.
Or just...
Isn't that what happened in Cars?
Something like that.
Yeah. No?
Not okay. Even close.
There was no hive of villainy in
Cars? I don't
Cars.
Remember any villains in Cars.
No.
There was a douchebag with a mustache.
There wasn't any antagonist in the movie?
I think that was like a mean car.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I think Lightning McQueen was his own villain.
Or maybe it was Tomator.
Tomator. He was the real villain all the whole time.
I think so. He annoyed the fuck out of me, that's for sure. Did you see Cars 3?
I did not yet. No. Okay. I'll probably watch it on Netflix or HBO or something.
It's... If you ever seen Cars 2, which you shouldn't, that was a totally cash grab. Cars 3 is more along the lines of the first movie.
Feels like an actual sequel?
Feels like a definite sequel, which is, it's much better.
It's what they should have, well, technically what they should have done is done Incredibles 2 before they made Cars 2 or 3.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they did with Cars 2, they tried to cash in on the popularity of Tomator too much, which I hate that fucking character. And
kids love him, though.
I don't care. Kids aren't paying for the movie.
Well, parents are. Technically, well, yeah. They are.
But I did see a new Pixar movie recently, which is phenomenal.
You did?
I saw Coco.
Was it Coco-licious?
It was Coco-licious, yeah. No, Coco was a really good movie.
Was it, though?
It was. Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay,
no,
then
no.
You don't know.
I don't know, but the concept seems very tired. Like, it's been used before. It's been done already, and they're claiming it like, oh, it's original and new and all this festivity and stuff.
What do you think the plot is about?
It's about a kid who accidentally gets transported to the Day of the Dead planet world or whatever, and he has to get back before he becomes a dead person.
Okay, that's pretty spot on.
Well, the Book of Life movie
was
the exact same plot, except he was trying to impress a girl.
Okay.
And he dies in the process, and now he's like trying to become alive again before he stays dead forever.
I will say that seeing this movie the same week my grandmother passed away was not the best idea.
Did you cry?
I did a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah. I wasn't like that, but
I would.
It's been an emotional movie.
Yeah,
it really is.
Does he die in the end?
I can't tell you that.
Does he stay a ghost or not?
No.
All right, I didn't think so. I mean, it's a Disney movie. There's no way. But I'm pretty sure there's going to be a dead parent in there somewhere. It's a Disney movie. It has to be.
Not parent.
Dog? They kill a dog.
No. I just told you. Grandma.
Oh, there's a grandma that died? Well, dead family member.
So,
Disney loves killing family
there
members.
There was people were complaining about this. So I went to a, like an 11 o'clock showing on like on a Saturday or Sunday.
Like at night?
No, in the morning.
Oh.
In the afternoon-ish. Movie didn't start till almost noon because...
Yeah, there's like a half hour
There's like a
22-minute
Frozen short that I totally forgot about. Then it starts playing. I'm like, what the fuck? And it wasn't bad for what it was, but it would have been better served being like a TV holiday special.
I think
it
was originally supposed to be a TV holiday special, but for some reason, Disney wanted it to make sure that people watched it.
And they pulled it. They pulled it this past week. It's no longer in the theaters. It's not being shown in front of Coco anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
There was a huge outcry about it, and they pulled it.
That's good.
Disney finally listened.
Well, they usually listen to the people.
And I mean, it's not a horrible short for what it is. And I can definitely see
it's too long though. 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, I can definitely see it being one of those really popular, you know, holiday special they show every year. You know what I mean? Because it was about them trying to find the best tradition for their holidays. You know,
aren't they German?
It's like Norway.
Norway. All right.
Norway-ish. It's not really Norway, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why everybody's upset that they put the ride in Norway. No, I'm sorry. Norway in the at Epcot.
Hmm.
So, because it's not really Norway. They don't really say it. It's like a made-up land, but it's in that it's general
magical
vicinity.
Magical place in Norway.
Yeah.
Pretty All right. much. Cool.
But yeah, I would definitely see Coco. Which
I, yeah. I want to see it. I don't know. I'm not excited for it.
It's much better than you're giving credit for. I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
It's a really, really good movie.
I just haven't been impressed with Pixar movies in the past recent years.
Okay. What was the last good one that you liked?
Inside Out. But I liked it, but I didn't love it.
Yeah. Okay. And I can see that.
Like everything else is
kind of
flat.
I enjoyed Inside
flat.
Out, but yeah. What came out after that?
Good Dinosaur.
Oh, that sucked.
And then Finding Dory.
Okay, sequel.
Yeah.
Can't really count
sequels. Have they come out with anything else since that? I think those are the last
two. Cars 3 was them, too.
Oh, yeah, and then Cars 3, which I didn't see either. So, yeah, those three movies, I was kind of like, meh.
You're not far off there, but Coco makes up for it. It's really good. If you don't like it, you have a cold, dead, black heart.
That's probably true.
Okay. What other movies have you seen?
God, I don't feel like I haven't seen much lately.
You're the movie guy. You see everything.
I usually do. I just...
Did we talk about Thor Ragnarok yet?
No, I don't think we have.
You've seen it, right?
I've seen that, yes.
I want to see it again in the theater before it goes, but...
I probably won't.
I might have to do that before Star Wars comes out, because then it'll be gone.
Yeah, I'm sure this weekend it will be gone.
Probably.
Yeah.
I loved Thor Ragnarok.
Really?
Yes.
Loved it. Like, from a scale of 1 to 10, like, it being amazing.
Probably about an 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. They took... Okay, so... Thor, I like the character of Thor, but the first two Thor movies were too...
Shakespearean for you.
Yeah, they just... They weren't...
Too Thor for you.
They were too Thor for me. They gave me a sore spot. But this one, I really like the director.
I love Taika Waititi.
Taika Waititi?
Yeah, one of his movies last year was one of my favorite movies and still is.
Which one?
Hunt for the Wilder People.
I haven't seen that one yet, but the other movie he did...
What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
He's easily...
I took that on your request. You need to watch that.
Yeah.
I just haven't had a chance to see the other movie yet.
Yeah, he's easily one of my favorite upcoming directors and stuff. And... up and coming. Like, he's been around for a while.
There was even a little homage to What We Do in the Shadow. There was a vampire line.
And the lady who's like the assistant to Jeff Goldblum,
mm-hmm.
she's in all of his movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I don't remember who she played in What We Do in the Shadows, though. I can't remember.
I need to watch Hunt for the Water People. I know I would enjoy it.
Sam Neill. Who's in Thor Ragnarok.
Yes, he is.
Who, that was an amazing part.
I think that's like one of the best scenes in the... Okay, the movie's been out for what, a month now? So
yeah, I think
we
so.
We can spoil it.
Sure, yeah, so you can spoil everything.
They're basically recreating the plot from Thor 2, the Dark World.
No, they were doing all the Thors. But
yeah.
By the time we got to it, it was the Dark World.
Yeah. And they're showing it for Odin, who's really Loki at that time. And so Sam Neill is Odin.
Right.
They had the other Hemsworth brother as Thor.
That was?
Yeah.
I thought that was Matt Damon.
No, Matt Damon was Loki.
There you go. That's right.
Matt Damon. But Thor was like the other...
other Hemsworth? Hemsworth.
What's his name?
Liam Hemsworth.
Not Liam. Chris? No, not Chris.
Chris Hemsworth is Thor. And then there's Liam.
There's another one too. He's an older brother. He's on Westworld.
Oh, that guy, the chubbier one.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot his name.
Me too.
I I didn't realize that was a Hemsworth brother.
Older brother Hemsworth, that's his name. Yeah.
Jesus, how lucky, fortunate for that family. Three fucking actor brothers who made it big time.
No doubt, man.
I'm sure one of them made it first and was like, all right, I'll pull my brothers along.
But I got to say, they let Jeff Goldblum like chew the scenery up, and it was magnificent.
Sure, I would agree with that.
It was great. They let him be Jeff Goldblum.
It was the most Jeff Goldblum role Jeff Goldblum will ever play.
Pretty much. They hired Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, it was like, hey, Jeff Goldblum, just do whatever you want.
Here's a script, but whatever.
Just say something along these lines. For what I read, 80% of the movie is improvised.
That does not surprise me.
So, yeah. So I am surprised
they were able to do this movie, though.
Why?
In the style that they did.
Well, because I think Kevin Smith has a lot to do with it.
Yes. Luke Hemsworth, the voice from the other room, just texted me.
Oh, there you go. Because he's a little lukewarm.
Oh.
What? Because he's... Never mind. So apparently Kevin Smith started like a Twitter rant about how boring Thor can be in the movies.
Yeah.
And like something needs to happen to change. And then Chris brought it up. And he's like, I really want to do something drastically different for the next Thor. And that's where it all started.
Yeah. It's a great film. A lot of great homages to the comics and...
Oh, yeah.
To the other Marvel Cinematic Universe. And it sets up for Infinity War in a basically good way.
See, that's what annoyed me.
What?
All the Infinity War setup stuff.
Within a lot of it.
It was a lot of it. A lot of it. More than I wanted.
Okay.
And so I'll give you, I guess since you glowed about it, it's my turn to shit all over it.
You got to stop now. You got to go.
Well, I can't. Okay. I have to tell you what I want to say first. So let me preface first. I love Taika Waititi. I think he's a genius deadpan comedian director. I think he's mastered the art of being funny and also being emotional and having heart to all of that. And I think that a lot of that is in Thor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I did enjoy Thor for what it was. Did I think it was good? I thought it was... No, I thought it was just okay.
Just okay.
I thought it was just... Okay. I thought it was just as good as... Guardians 2, and Guardians 2 was just okay.
Guardians 2 was not Guardians 1.
Yeah. So I think I loved 45 to 50 minutes of this movie. Everything else can be thrown out. I hated every time we went to Asgard and saw the villain. I thought she was the worst villain. Totally forgetful. Didn't mean anything. This movie should have been. It should have been a buddy cop movie where Thor learns how to think outside of himself and learn to fight for other people for a change.
And he did in that movie too.
He didn't. No, he didn't. Everything he did was for himself. He never cared for anyone else. No, you don't think so?
He went back to save all the Asgardians
for himself. He didn't care about anybody else.
Cared.
No, he didn't. They kept on talking about this is what heroes do. And
Hashtag Thor cares.
No, he doesn't. And like what this should have been, it should have all taken place on Sakaar. Like the movie should have ended when they...
I'd agree there should have been more on that.
No, the whole movie should have been that. It should have been a 20 minutes of him trying to get back to Asgard and not be able to get to Asgard. And like the last 5 minutes... Or maybe even make it a cliffhanger ending movie where he does get to Asgard. But the whole movie should have been about him arriving in Sakaar, figuring out where the hell he is. There's a problem. Holy shit, I have a friend here. And then do the Planet Hulk story, basically, with Thor as a buddy helper.
They took bits and pieces from the Planet Hulk story.
Not even bits and pieces. It's kind of like someone looked at the cover of Planet Hulk.
They took the location.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Some of the style.
Yeah, and then let's take some characters that looks familiar and throw out any personality that they had and just put in our own personality. And that's it. And now we're going to get Werewolf Hulk because we supposedly had a Planet Hulk.
Maybe.
I mean, that's
Are we supposed to have World War Hulk?
Yeah, they already announced it.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember hearing that.
Yeah.
I know they have planned, Feige has planned for like 22 years of film.
Yeah. Well, Planet Hulk is, World War Hulk is definitely on that roster.
And that's going to lead us into where our topic is pretty much going to be at. It's, are we hitting that wall yet? Are we at superhero fatigue?
Okay. All right.
I know what you're going to say.
I'll hold off.
Hold off. But
anyway, back to my rating. I liked it. I thought it was very enjoyable. It's funny. When it hits, it hits hard. You know, when it's really good, it's really good. It just wasn't enough of that good pieces to make it a good movie. I thought it's just middle of the road, safe movie. Even though it was a different approach, they still went safe with it.
I'm going to go see it again, hopefully in the theater before it does leave. Maybe this weekend. I'll have to make plans. But I got plans Sunday night. I'm going to go see Devin Townsend. Devin Townsend.
Is he in Townsend? Ho!
Yes, he is.
Sorry.
Playing the House of Blues, opening up for Clutch, and the Obsessed are playing that bill too. Got my free tickets. Hell yeah.
Cool.
It's awesome. It's funny. When I was getting my tattoo in the Heights, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a store called Vinyl Edge, and I always go in there, take a look around. I found this really cool Monkees, like
hipster,
yeah, bootleg in there. So I was picking that up, and they had these tickets on the front counter. And I was like, "Oh, hey, do you guys have anything else?" He's like, "Oh, we might." So he looks underneath the counter. He's like, "I got this." I'm like, "Nah, this." I'm like, "No." He's like, "I got tickets to Clutch." I'm like, "Yes, please." Knowing full well that was the Devin Townsend show. My wife's walking out. She's like, "Why Clutch?" I'm like, "Devin Townsend." She's like, "Oh, yeah. We just got free tickets."
Cool.
It was awesome.
They just give tickets away there?
I guess House of Blues gives away a lot of tickets, apparently. You can get tickets for... So here's a story. Last week, Thursday, I left work and I went to Cactus Records, another local record store. One of the only... Yeah. Band that I grew up listening to, a Houston band, just put a brand new album out. They're called Galactic Cowboys.
My cousin's husband plays in that band.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't remember his first name. His last name is Sonder or something like that.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Weird. But they were doing a little in-store appearance at Cactus. They did like an acoustic show and then they were doing a signing.
I know.
Really?
I know him personally. Yeah.
Wow. So get him on the show then. Call him up. Yeah.
It's okay.
Why?
Yeah.
You don't like him?
I never said that.
It sounds like you don't like
him. Just in case he's listening to the show, which I doubt.
Maybe. They're awesome live. I saw them maybe.
They need a new music video, though. That music video is horrible.
I saw them back in the early 90s, maybe.
Wow.
It's the only time I'd ever seen them live. I really enjoyed the new album. It's really good. And then I was planning to go to Gwar that night. A bunch of my family was in town, so we had to go to dinner. Mm-hmm. And my Gwar, the ticket for Gwar that I originally had, the person fell out, so I wasn't able to go. And at Cactus Records, they just happened to have Gwar tickets sitting on the counter. I was like, all right, it's meant for me to go see Gwar. So I went.
There you go.
It was fun. Are you looking up his name now?
Yes.
Now it should be our George Hates Metal segment. No. Galactic Cowboys. Yeah, for sure. Do I need to play some Jeopardy music while you look it up?
Yeah, probably. Fuck, I can't find it.
The last thing I want to talk about before we move on to our topic is I have been playing one game, and I beat it today.
Battlefront 2.
I completed the game. No, I have not bought Battlefront 2. Lego Super Heroes 2.
Congratulations.
It felt like a long Lego game for, usually they're not super, super long, but there was like 20 levels in that game. It felt pretty long.
Well, the first one was pretty long too,
yeah,
wasn't it?
I guess it was. I liked the storyline about Kang bringing all these different, like timelines together into one place and they're calling it Chronopolis. So, okay.
Yeah. Dane.
Sawnier. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a guitarist for Galactic Cowboys.
Wow.
You want me to introduce you?
Maybe.
Okay.
Let's go out to dinner, man.
Yeah.
So going back to the game real quick, I just completed the game today. Now I'm going to start my 100% on it. Start opening all the characters, doing all the side missions, all the gold bricks.
The real fun part. The real game begins.
Now the real work begins. That's correct. But yeah, I mean, I have it on Switch. Well, I think I mentioned that before. So it's easy for me to stop playing, pick it up during my lunch break, play it for a while, bring it home.
Basically play it while you work.
During my lunch break, yeah.
Yeah, while you're working.
During my lunch break.
No, it's while you're working.
No, it's not.
You're a liar.
I actually work during when I'm
whatever.
Working. Whatever. I do. But yeah, I like the Switch a lot. I think Nintendo has really done a great job on that system. And
they took their best-selling product with their next best-selling product
and put them together
and mushed it together.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's a better Game Boy than Game Boy will ever be.
I would imagine so.
It's really, I mean, it's a beautiful looking screen. I mean, it's really good.
Is it a full HD screen?
It's not 4K. I don't know. I'd have to look up the dimensions on it.
Is it like 720 or?
No, it's 1080. It's maybe, I don't know. You got me wondering now.
I'm just curious.
Let's take a look.
I don't think it's that important.
It is important now. So we're like Switch dimensions?
Switch dimensions. I don't think it's dimensions. It's resolution.
Yeah, resolution. That's the word. Resolution screen, 1280 by 720.
Oh, so it's a 720 screen.
Yeah, but it looks good, though. It looks great. Super Mario Odyssey, phenomenal game.
Game of the year, possibly?
Spoiler, yes, maybe.
Spoiler, come on.
It could be.
It's just a tease. It's more of a tease.
It could be Game of the Year. Let me put it that way. All
right.
Yeah, that's another game I need to go back and complete. I mean, I beat the game, but you can open up the same levels and the new levels, too, and go back and get all the stars and all that good stuff and get all the good costumes and all that cool stuff. So
yeah, costumes.
100% that bitch, too.
100%.
All right, so let's move on to our topic, which will be superhero fatigue and the news. We'll get into that. We have one big news piece to talk about.
A couple. Oh, yeah.
Couple. A few.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
It all fits together, though. We'll be right back.
Does it?
Like a puzzle. Welcome back to the show, my friends. And we have a doozy of a topic this week.
Doozy.
It's a doozy-toozy. We're talking about a couple things, really. Let's talk about the first part. There is a hardcore rumor, which it might already... They haven't announced full details, but it's possibly true. Disney is buying Fox.
Well, is it Fox entirely, or is it just certain properties from Fox?
I think it's probably certain properties.
Right, because I don't think they're going to buy Fox outright.
They're not going to... Well, yeah, they're not going to get like Fox Sports because they already have their own sports thing going on.
Right.
Things like that. But they are going to be buying the rights to a lot of their properties. So think about this. Now, all the X-Men universe stuff, Aliens, the Alien franchise, Avatar.
Yeah, see, do you think they're going to buy that? Or is it just all the superhero stuff that supplements Marvel?
I don't know. They haven't announced full details.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to be?
I think they're going to be buying a lot of their IP, so a lot of their original properties. So
I think they're going to try to buy back as much as Marvel as possible.
I think the main purpose of the deal is to get the rights to do the Marvel characters.
Right. I think that... But also, do you think they really need all that? Does Disney need all that?
No. But
so does that mean like all the stuff that's Fox owned and in development was gonna get scrapped by the third season?
Because
Legion season 2 is well under its way, I imagine.
I don't know if they're gonna get scrapped, but
or that new TV show that everyone seems the
Gifted.
Gifted, yeah.
I've watched the first episode, and that's just about as far as I got to. not to say that was bad. It wasn't bad.
I heard it's pretty just. Boring is what I heard.
It is what it is.
I have zero interest to watch it.
On a quick tangent, though, I have been watching The Runaways on Hulu.
Yeah?
On Hulu.
Hulu.
And I like The Runaways a lot.
Yeah, I
like
the series. It was really good. About it.
It's very... I will say it's very... It's done by the guy who created the OC.
So it's very, like, teenage...
Yeah, but the series is like that in a way, too.
Well, I mean, it's about teenagers.
I know.
So it makes sense.
It's very teenage and angsty, but
Dawson's Creek, Marvel Runaways,
in a way, but not that bad. We've watched the first four episodes. I think it comes out like every Tuesday. We haven't caught up.
Oh, it's not the whole season out.
No, they're doing it weekly.
Right on.
And I'm really enjoying it.
I think that's a better model for like some superhero shows.
If you can see, I have the collector's edition, the first three volumes of Runaways right there.
I've only read the original run. I know they rebooted it.
I haven't read the reboot yet.
Yeah. I've read the one that Bendis did.
Yeah. Well, Brian K. Vaughan was the original.
I thought it was Bendis.
Nope.
Okay.
He might have. Joss Whedon has written it on the first series.
Whatever the original arc was. I read the original arc when it was in like the little tiny book form.
Yeah, Brian K. Vaughan was him. Yeah.
Okay.
It's an amazing series.
I liked it a lot when I read it. I've
actually started rereading it now.
It looks like a soap opera, though. Does it? The trailer looks very soap opera-y.
There's definitely that kind of stuff. There's a lot of hidden mysteries. You don't know what's going on. They're taking it to a new level.
It's, right on.
I'm enjoying it.
How bad does a dinosaur look?
Pretty bad.
Yeah?
It's not horrible. It's not great, though.
I mean, because I imagine for their budget, they probably couldn't afford
CGI dinosaur. It looks great for their budget.
Yeah, it's like they can't afford like a Jurassic Park.
It's not a Jurassic Park dinosaur.
Right.
But it looks good for their budget.
Speaking of Jurassic Park.
We saw the Jurassic World trailer.
Yeah, we did.
Fallen
Kingdom?
Kingdom, there you go.
Weird title.
Well, yeah. What did you think of the trailer? This is getting way off topic, but...
Well, it was a tangent, more than anything, because it just came out.
Yep.
And we're, you know...
Like, literally 5 minutes before we recorded.
Yeah. I thought it was okay. I thought the feature at BTS was a lot more interesting.
I saw that yesterday, yeah.
And that I saw the trailer, I was like, well, they lied in the BTS featurette when it says, we have a lot more animatronic dinosaurs. I didn't see any animatronic dinosaurs.
There's a lot of CGI.
I would say 90% CGI.
So basically, they go back to try to save the dinosaurs because the island is...
Because it's volcanoes?
Volcano or something like that. Yeah, going to explode and destroy everything.
Why? Just let them burn. Nature corrects its course.
That's what Ian Malcolm says.
Huh?
That's what Dr. Ian Malcolm says. He is in the movie.
Yeah, for a split. I think it's just a cameo. I don't think he's a full
role. He's not going to be that much. Because, I mean, if it's going to be any longer... He would have been on the island with them.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless he's like the surprise savior at the end. Oh. He shows up in a chopper or something like that.
I'd be down with that. If they can let Jeff Goldblum be Jeff Goldblum like they did in Thor Ragnarok.
He's like, I told you, the chaos theory.
I was watching The Lost World on TV a couple weeks ago. Like last week was on one of the TV stations.
The shitty one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shitty movie. There's no way around it. And Spielberg made it, which makes it 10 times worse.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad as... I liked 3. I actually enjoyed 3.
3 is a much better movie. Not good, but better.
Yeah. I still enjoy them all to a certain extent. You know what I mean?
Until she starts doing gymnastics foo.
Okay, that's the part that I watched. Yeah, the gymnastics thing.
Yeah, gymnastics kung fu against the Velociraptors.
I would do the same damn thing, man.
No, you wouldn't. Probably you'd not. Slip off the pole immediately and become Velociraptor food.
Probably true.
So anyway, you were saying about The Runaways. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Runaways is really good if you have a chance to watch it. If you have Hulu, take a chance.
Hulu.
It's a different style Marvel show. That's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's go back to the Fox thing.
Sure.
So think about this. Fox really takes chances on their films. Let's start with...
They take really big swings.
Yeah, okay,
but
Deadpool.
But also, they sucked in the beginning, but they're starting to get their stride. They're starting to figure out how to make these superhero movies good. With, for example, I think it's one of the best superhero movies made in a long time, Logan.
Yes.
It was just... It broke the genre that it made. And... I think they finally cracked the code and they know how to make decent superhero movies now. Bryan Singer is the answer.
Yeah. That's the answer for everybody right now. You get rid of Bryan Singer. So Deadpool, yeah. I mean, I think that's what the first R-rated superhero movie really.
Really, though? Blade?
But this was...
Spawn?
Was Spawn really R?
Yeah, it was
first Spawn was an R rated movie, was it? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think it was an R rated movie. The HBO series was.
Oh. I thought it was an R rated movie.
I don't know.
Blade totally was, though.
Okay, maybe so, yeah. But Deadpool got...
Because there's, like, boobs in Blade.
Boobs in Blade?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That makes it R-rated, right?
Totally.
So we're looking at Spawn rating?
I don't know. I don't know if it's that
PG-13.
Important. Okay. Yeah. All right. Whatever. I think there was a director's cut that made it R.
Maybe. And, yeah, Blade was... I'm looking at Blade Runner.
Wrong Blade. Funny, fun fact, though, when I went to go see Blade Runner 2049...
I was there with you.
Yeah. Catherine, my girlfriend, when we went to go see it, she's like, this is not the Blade movie I thought it was. She's like, I thought this is the one with the black guy.
No. It's not the vampire hunter guy.
She's like, where did the vampires come in?
That movie never. Well, actually, if they would show up in that movie, it would be about 4 hours into it.
Yeah, it would be toward like the last 10 minutes of the movie.
But yeah, I mean, they really took a chance with Deadpool and it really paid off getting that character correct. They're making the sequel to Deadpool, you know, it's coming out next year.
Yep.
You have, they're taking a chance on doing a horror based movie with New Mutants.
Right. Well, more of a thriller,
psychological thriller. Yeah,
psychological thriller, horror,
but
feel to it.
If this does happen for sure and Disney winds up owning the Fox properties as well, right, the Marvel properties, are they going to be able to take chances like they were with Logan and then Deadpool, or is all that stuff out the window now?
When we get to the next segment, I can fully tell you my point, or when we get to our next story topic or whatever.
Okay.
In this position, I would say no, because of the way they make their movies now and how they're planning on making their movies in the future.
Right. I will admit it would be cool. It will be cool to see some of these characters back in under the MCU because they're doing a good job with an overarching universe.
I think there are certain properties that would work better with Marvel than they do with
Fantastic
Fox.
Fantastic Four,
because they haven't been able to figure out Fantastic Four.
No.
They've tried three or four times now. And I think Marvel has the perfect launch pad for that kind of...
I think the Roger Corman got it right.
But I think Marvel has the perfect launch pad for that kind of oddball of characters,
yeah,
as they are. And they don't need to be the front runner of a movie or a TV show. They could just be characters that get introduced through another TV show like they did with Daredevil.
Sure. I think they'd be more in the cinematic universe, but... Like they did with Spider-Man, they don't need to show their origin again. Just have them
do a Fantastic Four movie. Just make it like known.
Just do a movie with those characters. It doesn't even have to be the four main ones. You could have She-Hulk in there. You could have other characters.
Yeah.
That could work.
I guess so.
You don't have to have the... I think Mr. Fantastic would be a great addition to actually the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I think they need to stick with at least start with the original. Because no one's gotten it right yet.
No, that's
the only one they kind of got right. They was Ben Grimm in the original first two. I thought they did his character justice, but overall, I was kind of like, meh.
Yeah.
But anyway,
was the last one that came out with Josh Trank?
Yeah, the one where they like try to go like the ultimate Fantastic Four version, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was supposed to get a Star Wars movie, but he got fired.
A lot of people got fired from Star Wars movies. Apparently not Rian Johnson, though. He's getting his own trilogy now.
Yeah, he's their new George Lucas.
Yeah, pretty much. It's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. He's also one of my favorite directors.
Yeah.
So
I'm looking forward to next week to see The Last Jedi.
Yeah, Brick, Brothers Bloom, Looper.
Yep.
They all been fucking hits for me, so... Yep. Hopefully it's good. Disney must like fucking love him because they don't give anyone that kind of deal.
Nope.
Except for J.J. Abrams.
Yep. That's pretty much true.
And, you know, J.J. Abrams has a lock with Kathleen Kennedy because he's fucking Spielberg's lapdog.
Yep. He's trained and brought up by Spielberg for sure.
Well, his families knew each other since he was a kid.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, his dad was a movie producer. That's how he got started in the business.
Okay.
His it was a family business.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It's just the worst business to get into.
Well, I would know that.
So I guess we can move on. I mean, that's, there's not really much to say yet until like
until the full, it finally comes
the
out.
Full news.
But are you thinking it's a good idea, bad idea for Fox?
I'm on the purchased? I'm really on the fence with it because I can see the benefits of this happening, but right. I can also see how it could turn to shit really quickly.
Right.
I mean, I would like some of those characters to be.
But also, do you think it's like Disney owns too much at that point?
Disney owns everything.
Like, eventually, they're just going to buy Warner Brothers.
So, if this comes with the Fox property, so this includes...
could you imagine they own DC and Marvel?
Oh, God. I don't think
we'll get those Elseworlds movies that we always wanted.
I don't know if that could happen, though, because that...
It's a conflict of interest,
yeah, monopoly of everything.
It pretty much is right now.
Monopoly of my childhood.
Yeah.
So, yeah, wow. So, if they get, I mean, Avatar would be great for Disney to get because they already have the attractions, you know, the land.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But
especially,
what else is Fox? Isn't,
well, that also gives them the right to, like, fucking chunk the deuce when Avatar 2 fails bad.
Right. I'm trying to think of what Fox product or properties that there's attractions based on at Universal besides some of the Marvel stuff.
I don't know.
Is the Transformer, is that Fox or is that Paramount?
It's Paramount.
Paramount, okay.
And that's a Universal thing.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything at the Universal that is a Fox property.
E.T.
Isn't there some Fox cartoons, like Ice Age and all that kind of stuff?
No. I think that's DreamWorks.
Is it DreamWorks? I know. I swear there was some Fox...
Wait a minute. Star Wars actually was technically a 20th Century Fox property too.
In the beginning, yeah.
So does that mean we're going to get the 20th Century
yes.
Fox logo back on the Star Wars movies?
Supposedly.
Or they're just going to be like, nah, fuck it, we own it.
Rumor is going to, this does include the original cuts of the trilogy.
So does 20th Century Fox actually have it?
I think so, yeah.
George Lucas had it in a vault somewhere. I don't think so. Like, I think no, this, mine!
This deal would include that. So there could be technically re-releases of the first trilogy.
God damn it. I'm going to buy another fucking box set of Star Wars.
Yeah, you are.
I know I am. That's what pisses me off about it.
Yeah.
Will be the fourth box set.
This is not double dipping. This is like...
This is the fourth box set I would own of Star Wars.
This is like Ocho dipping.
Because I have the VHS set.
Yeah.
I have the DVD set.
How many VHS sets though?
Two.
Okay.
I have the crappy, can't watch anymore original.
Pan and scan?
Yeah, pan and scan before they did the special edition.
Yep.
I have the special edition.
Yep.
I have the DVDs.
Yep.
I have the Blu-rays.
Yep.
Oh, God. I don't need them anymore. I got rid of most of them. I kept the VHSs and now I have the Blu-rays.
Yeah. I still have my DVDs, I think, too.
Really? With the original cuts of the Laserdisc where it's all really shitty resolution?
I have the Laserdisc.
Oh, you do?
I had that big Laserdisc box set.
That was the worst transfer ever.
It was. That's the only thing I ever kept out of that. My actually owning Laserdisc player back in the day. Actually, no, it's not true. I have that somewhere, and I have an Iron Maiden Laserdisc, a concert video, and one other thing I can't remember.
Doesn't 20th Century Fox also own Planet of the Apes?
I believe so. We should look up 20th Century Fox properties.
Right.
They
also own Simpsons.
That is true. Wow.
Does that mean Disney's going to own Simpsons?
So there you go, Universal. Huge Simpsons presence there.
Yeah.
That means
they have a Simpsons land.
Disney would be owning the Simpsons now?
I guess. I mean, we don't know what the deal is, right? You can own everything else but Simpsons and news and sports.
Right, that's true.
And then, wait, Family Guy? Bob's Burgers? Those are all 20th Century Fox properties.
Are they?
Yeah. Like, that animation block on Fox TV.
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh.
And I guess, since Disney's trying to get into that streaming service...
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
Maybe they don't want to take ownership, but they want to be able to stream it and distribute it. Maybe that could be part of the deal. Like, we just want money from you guys, And part of that money is putting it in a nice watchable package where everyone can watch whatever they want.
All right, so I picked up 20th Century Fox franchises, right? Here's the list. Alien franchise, Alien vs. Predator.
Yeah, they can keep it.
American Dad, Avatar, Die Hard.
Oh, they are making another Die Hard movie.
Yeah. Family Guy, The Fly, Futurama, Goosebumps, Home Alone, Ice Age. I was right.
I thought that was a DreamWorks movie.
Independence Day franchise.
Another Jeff Goldblum movie.
The Omen, Planet of the
Apes. Do you think they're going to make a MASH remake?
It's about time.
Instead of the, what was the Korean War, right? In MASH?
Yeah.
And so it's going to be the Iraqi War now?
Planet of the Apes, Predator franchise, The Simpsons, Star Wars, they own the original.
Oh, yeah, they are making another Predator movie. Yep. That's coming out very soon, actually.
The X-Files and all the X-Men films. So all that stuff could potentially be owned by Disney. What is Universal going to do with our Simpsons stuff?
I don't know. I actually enjoy that ride.
Yeah,
and the whole land is awesome. That whole corner over there is fun.
Wow. All right.
Maybe it will be like they have that same deal at Universal where like Fox owns the Hulk and...
Well, they're grandfathered into that, yeah.
Yeah, so it would probably be the same kind of deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Also, we don't know exactly what are the parameters of them buying.
Right.
Like,
which, that'll be the detail that'll come out next week.
Right.
We'll retouch.
Which will be very interesting.
We'll come back and revisit this once we do hear some more information.
So it could be bad. It could be worse. I mean, I think they're trying to have everything that that Marvel sold. I think they're trying to buy it back. I think they're also trying to own all the Star Wars properties.
Yeah.
So I think what they're trying to do is instead of having all that scattered stuff out in different hands, I think they're just trying to own all the properties full
on. So they're co-owning. They still co-own Spider-Man.
Right. So I think they want Spider-Man back.
Yeah. I would imagine so, yeah.
They're probably going to want X-Men, but if Fox is smart, they would hold on to X-Men.
Dark Phoenix is the next X-Men movie.
Right, which I think is going to be stupid.
I hope not.
And then, because the fucking last movie was horrible, so. What was Apocalypse, right? It was the last one?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it had to have been, because I can't think of anything else. Yeah. Apocalypse and Logan.
Yeah, Logan. All right, so speaking of superhero movies, let's talk about that.
Superhero movies.
Are you feeling fatigued? Are you tired?
Dude, I am so tired of superhero movies. And it's not the fact that I don't enjoy superhero movies, because I do. I think the problem is that we have too many superhero movies and too many superhero TV shows. Rewind the clock back to the 90s. We got a superhero movie once every 5 years, if that.
Yeah, and most of those weren't even good.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the 90s, they were great, right? We all fucking thought Spider-Man 1 was great and Spider-Man 2 was amazing. Still, today, I think, is an amazing movie. But
3, not so much.
Yeah, we pretend 3 never happened.
don't get emo on it now.
And I don't know. It's gotten to the point where I feel all of the movies are the same, especially Marvel movies. I feel Marvel has fallen into this really bad rhetoric of having the same formula for every movie. It doesn't matter what movie it is or what character it is. They're just following this pattern and this formula because it works so well with other ones. It's probably why I didn't enjoy Thor Ragnarok as
Maybe
much.
Not. I'm not... I will tell you, I am not there.
Really?
I always thought I would be feeling more fatigued than I am right now.
Like,
but
I haven't even seen Justice League, and it's not even bothering me.
Okay. I saw Justice League.
Yeah?
Here's my review on Justice League.
Okay.
Wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Wasn't a good movie.
It doesn't look like a good movie.
But it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I'll say that much.
It could only be as bad as Batman versus Superman, and that was way bad.
It was better than that. It was much better than Batman v Superman, by a lot. No, but you could definitely,
from what I understand, that you can clearly tell where Joss Whedon stepped in and where Zack Snyder was.
Absolutely,
working.
You can tell,
and all the reshoots are very obvious. For what I understand, the green screen is really bad.
There's definitely some bad CGI in the movie.
Yeah, and
especially Superman's upper lip.
Upper lip mustache going on.
Fucking horrific, ugly, bad.
They should have just CGI. Like painted over it or something.
I don't know.
They should have did like what they did the Joker in the old Batman days.
Shouldn't have done close-ups.
Oh yeah, stay away from close-ups. That would have been a smart.
Do a medium like a
bust shot.
Well, there were like close-ups of a fucking face. I'm like, dude, not right now. You don't need that. No, it looks horrible. His lips are quivering.
Yeah, I feel like they're all like all the movies, even like the DC movies, are trying to be like Marvel.
They've abandoned that basically.
Do what?
They've basically abandoned that process.
Of what process?
They said all their movies are going to be standalone type things. You know?
Oh, yeah. The cinematic universe. Yeah. It's all out. Once Flash and Aquaman are done, they're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out. And I think Wonder Woman's probably their last one. Wonder Woman 2.
I mean, they'll still be making movies, but.
Right.
It's not going to be just overarching.
Yeah. It's too. I think they can't handle it.
Yeah.
Because they were trying so hard to keep up with Marvel.
Right.
And they're way behind. They're not willing to do the legwork.
They're way behind.
It doesn't matter if you're behind. Just make a solid, good movie. That's all that matters.
They haven't done that.
They haven't. Not even one.
They need to get rid of what's his name?
If it was up to me and I was like head of development for DC movies, I'll burn it to the ground and said start from scratch.
What's the guy's name, the director? Can't think of his name right now.
Zack Snyder?
Yeah, there you go.
I'd let him go. I'd say
Zack Snyder has made some good movies. Not in a long time.
Okay. Watchmen was good, but not because of
I liked Watchmen. Dawn of the Dead remake he did.
It was all right.
I enjoyed that.
I think it was good because fucking What's-His-Face wrote it, though.
What's that?
Guy who directed Guardians.
Oh, James Gunn?
James Gunn. Yeah. He wrote... That was like one of his big screenplays that got him famous. I think that's the reason why it was done well, because it had a quirky, witty script to go with it.
You might
Zack Snyder is a great visual effects director. If he has something visual to adapt that has no emotion to it, let's say like 300, for example, he's great at it. Any moment he tries to put some character or some depth, it all goes out the window. That's why
Watchmen. Why'd you say that name?
Yeah, that's why Watchmen is a great movie. I think it's good. I think he did something really good there, but it's hollow. It's very, very surface level. If you go back and read the original material, there's a lot more there that should have been in the movie. I mean, it really feels like he looks at the comic book page. He's like, oh, I can make that.
I've been reading, I read the first issue of the new, I can't think of what it's called, but like the Watchmen.
The Doomsday Clock?
Doomsday Clock, thank you. I read the first issue of that. And I'm not a big DC guy, so.
This is like a direct sequel from Watchmen.
Yeah. Basically, it's,
which is weird to say.
It's Watchmen in the DC universe.
Yeah. Well, they kind of touched upon that on their last big...
Yeah, the last big event.
Yeah, last big event with the button, which is the Flash-Batman team-up.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was weird. Anyway,
Back on topic,
fatigue. Yes, I'm overly fatigued. Like, I don't even want to watch... The Punisher.
I've watched the first episode. I do want to finish it.
I see it on my queue, and I'm like, eh. There's better things to watch. I'll watch an older movie that's entertaining.
Like The Punisher?
No. Well, you know, I like Tom Jane's Punisher. Yeah. I thought it was a pretty good movie. The only thing that sucks about it is fucking...
No, I'm talking about fucking Dolph Lundgren, dude. Come on.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I have it on DVD.
We should watch it for Christmas.
We should.
I don't know. It's just, I'm tired. I'm tired of Marvel movies because they don't have any stakes. They don't mean anything at the end of the day. When you get to the movie, at the end of the movie, all of our characters are in the exact same position where they started.
Well, there's talk that after Infinity War, that might be different.
Sure. Because they have no choice at that point. All the contracts are up.
It's true. People are going to die because their contracts are up.
Right.
That's what it
is. Speaking of Infinity War, goddamn, does Thanos look stupid.
Okay, the trailer looks fucking amazing, but
does it, though? It looked plain Jane boring.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does. There's nothing cool about it besides Iron Spider.
Iron Spider was cool, yeah.
Yeah, what was the cool thing in that trailer? That was Thanos. A very boring trailer.
Thanos looked awesome.
That was a boring trailer. It gave you exactly what you was wanting to see and nothing special.
I've seen that trailer, the bootleg, back in like July, you know.
Oh, from Comic-Con?
Yeah, from Comic-Con.
There was nothing special about that trailer. There was nothing in that trailer. I was like, ooh, I gotta see this.
You're way fatigued.
Yeah, there was nothing in it. I was like, oh man, I gotta see this movie. Because it looks like Civil War all over again.
Yeah, I did get let down with Civil War. The Civil War series is much, much better.
But it looks like Civil War again. Like the same kind of wham, bam, punch, and then nothing matters.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it.
What about your opinion? Nope. Are you fatigued?
I already said no.
Do you think you'll ever get to that point?
Yes, maybe.
Because you're still riding this train, man. You're still loving every Marvel movie coming out.
I'm on that roller coaster, man.
Yeah.
I am. I'm a fanboy, so this is...
I'm a fan, too.
No, you're not a fanboy, though.
Trust me, I love comics, but I love movies more. I love good movies. I want stories. I want characters that do something, that mean something, that they change from point A, and when they get to point B, they're a different person when they started.
What about Black Panther? Are you looking forward to that one?
Yeah, it looks all right. It looks like a lot of CGI is what it looks like. You know what it is? It's so much fucking CGI in all these movies.
They have to, though. I mean, what else are they going to do?
Practical effects.
No, they can't build these set pieces.
You're telling me
like
they
that.
Don't have that kind of money? It's not the set pieces. The set pieces, I don't mind being CGI. I'm talking about everything else. Like the fight sequences, and then like the... well, some of the stuff in the trailer looked like practical effects. Like when the cars are crashing and stuff, that looked cool. Yeah. But I don't know.
I mean, they do use a lot of practical effects as well.
Some of them, they do. But like, looking back at a Justice League trailer, that looked like a CGI hotbed mess.
It is.
It just looks like 80% green screen and maybe 10% on set.
There's two, I'm going to say...
And the other 10% was reshoots.
There's one thing that saved the Justice League movie.
Don't say Ezra Miller.
No, fuck no. Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot?
Gal Gadot.
You know, I still have yet to watch Wonder Woman.
Really?
I own it, too. I bought it during Black Friday, and I was I'm going to watch this.
She's amazing. She's my new crush. Seriously, honestly.
All right.
Watch Wonder Woman. You'll change your mind. Wonder Woman is a great movie.
Okay. I don't believe you.
It is.
I bought it because, like, oh, it's $10. What's $10?
$10?
Yeah, it's $10.
If you don't like it, you've spent $10 on a movie you don't like.
I have a couple of movies that I don't like particularly, but it's because part of the set.
All right, well, let's move on.
I don't like Thor Dark World, but I own it.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
I know you do.
What? Own it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Own that shit, man. All right, we'll move on.
Stop making shitty movies, Marvel and DC.
Mostly DC.
Mostly everybody. Stop making shitty movies, period.
Welcome back to the show. We are at George's favorite time of the week.
Woohoo!
George hates metal. And we'll make this short and sweet.
Yeah.
I discovered his band.
She likes it.
Yeah. So I discovered this band as I was doing research into my 2017 best of, my yearly wrap up for MSRcast. And so this band is called Black Anvil on Relapse
Black
Records.
Black Anvil.
I think this album came out
album
back in
called
January.
As was.
It does look like as, but as was. It came out back in January, so I totally missed it when it came out. But I'm fucking loving this album, this band. They're great. I'm going to get your opinion. We heard the song, the title track, As Was, which was on the Relapse Records YouTube page. So let's get your opinion.
I don't remember the name of the song that we listened to.
I believe it was As Was.
As Was. So yeah, I remember liking it. And we listened to it like about an hour ago.
Yep.
I remember liking it. It was pretty good. I'm actually probably going to look these guys up.
They call themselves black metal, but I definitely, if you're a fan of Enslaved and like progressive style, their guitar tone at one point in this song, some of the clean guitars reminded me of like what Metallica does with their clean guitar.
In the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely had that style
to
it.
That tone.
Yeah. And some of the guitar riffing and the guitar tone was very thrash metal.
Yeah. I think that's probably why I like it.
Maybe. It's very thrashy, but it's black metal style.
I think the vocals is what makes it black metal.
Yeah, there's definitely some gurgly, harsher vocals,
but
like Enslaved.
It's not as bad. I mean, if I enjoy it, it must not be that bad.
Yeah. You like Enslaved too, right?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. If you like these guys, you would like Enslaved, because they're the past, maybe the first couple albums, maybe not so much for you, but anything they've done in the past, 10 years, it's definitely more that progressive black metal style.
Like this one?
That's E.
M? It looks like an M.
It's an E.
It's an M.
Stop arguing with me. It's an E, damn it. So, Black Anvil is something you might go back and
check
out.
Yeah, I'm actually going to probably listen to it on my way home. Yeah, it sounds good.
Very cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
We found something he liked.
See, last time I showed you an album that you liked.
That's right.
Now it's your turn to show me an album.
That's right.
It's like a Christmas miracle.
So the cool thing about discovering this band is I get to go back and listen to, they have like three albums previously. So
you did listen to like an old song. And
it was different.
I didn't really like that.
Yeah, I think
the stuff from the new album was good.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah, so far. We only listened to two songs.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's or one and a half song is mm-hmm. what we did.
So the album is called As Was, 8 songs on Relapse Records. Available back in January of 2017, and this is the more I listen to it, the more it's creeping up on my top album list.
I'm not gonna have a top album list this year, probably.
I will. I definitely. I'm working on it.
I'm
I know
sure
you're,
you are.
And your partner in crime, Justin, is working on one.
I think he already did it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So I never have a top 10 album of the years, whatever.
Would you have to start thinking about our top 10 movies and TV shows and
which
all that kind of stuff, games and...
This year was a fucking crapshoot for movies.
It was. We'll get to that later, though.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up the show. You want to do what we're looking forward to?
Yeah.
Let's get into that. I want to get my geek tickled.
Tickling geeks. All right, boys and girls, it's that time of the week where we're talking about what's tickling our geek, or our little geek, one of those. So, Gary, what's tickling your little geek this week?
There's like this indie movie coming out next week that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah?
It's about The Last Something. Oh, it's called The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
God, I think it's a limited release.
Limited release. Only in 40 million theaters.
And only in every theater ever.
So, yeah. Star Wars The Last Jedi comes out next week, and I am looking forward to it. I'm trying not to spoil anything too much by watching too many trailers.
I've only seen two trailers. Well, technically only one trailer.
I saw something the other day that spoils a little bit more than I wanted to know, but I'm not going to go there.
Don't tell me anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's the longest Star Wars movie ever, 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 40 minutes, something like that.
How long was Force Awakens?
Not that long.
Really? Felt like that long.
They're talking already about the Blu-ray home release is going to be over 3 hours long. Like half an hour of extra footage. It's fucking crazy.
Like actually cut in. They usually don't do that. They usually like final cuts or...
Not in this one. That's what I'm saying. They already have enough footage to make a long director's cut.
I don't think they're going to make a director's cut.
Well, a longer version of the movie when it comes out on home release. So I'm sure they'll have a theatrical release and they'll have like the longer version of it.
I don't think they're going to do that because normally they don't do that.
They already talked about doing it.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited for that too. I already pre-gamed and watched the Ridge Tridge of Star Wars. And then I watched Force Awakens last week. So I'm...
Did you watch Rogue One yet?
I watched the important part of Rogue One, which was the last 20 minutes. The rest of it can go fuck off.
So you watched the sequel...
It's the prequel,
to New Hope. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you watched the sequel to Rogue One, even though you don't like the movie.
I don't like Rogue One. No, it's a big steaming pile of shit movie.
What comes out? Han Solo comes out next year too, doesn't it?
Does it?
May? I think it's May.
You know, you've yet to see a trailer or anything. You know why, right? Because it secretly fucking sucks.
You think Opie's gonna let that movie suck?
Yeah, of course.
Come on, it's Opie, dude. Come on.
Have you seen his movies lately?
No.
Exactly.
What was the last movie he did?
I don't know. One of those Da Vinci Code movies or something?
Nope. Never watched them.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, I do like Rian Johnson.
I like Rian Johnson as well.
And I do like me some Star Wars.
I always like me some
Star Wars. I have tickets for Thursday night, like at 9 p.m.
I have Thursday night at 7:30.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited to see it. Hope it's good. I probably, if it's good enough, I'll go see it again on Friday morning. Because I'm off that Friday.
That'd be cool. So, what's tickling your geek?
So, I saw a trailer recently that I forgot to bring up to you to watch. If you didn't know, I'm a fan of Wallace and Gromit. And you ever see Wallace and Gromit? Movie and
bits and pieces, not really though.
Did you ever watch the movie that they came out though? Oh, it's so good. Anyway, they are coming out with a new movie called Early Man, and it looks pretty good. It's a clay animation stop motion stuff.
It sounds familiar. I think I might have seen the trailer for this.
And it's like a guy stuck in the Stone Ages, and like the Bronze Age is starting at the same time. So it's like the overlap of.
So it's all claymation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not stop motion. It is claymation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Claymation is stop motion.
Well, yes, but stop motion uses different, like...
Puppets?
Yeah.
I think they do the same technique for this, too, now.
Okay.
Because it's easier.
I guess so, yeah, probably.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it a lot. As well, there's another movie coming out called Annihilation with Natalie Portman. And it's from the guy who directed... Ex Machina and wrote direct Ex Machina. He also wrote the script for Judge Dredd and kind of backdoor directed Judge Dredd.
The new Judge Dredd. The new Dredd.
Yeah, with.
Because Dredd is different than Judge Dredd. Judge Dredd was Stallone.
Not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Stallone. I mean,
Stallone. Yeah, not the Stallone one. The one with fucking Bones and McCoy.
Yeah.
What the fuck's his name?
No, I don't remember.
Jesus, I just know him as Bones.
Your brain fart led to my brain fart.
Yeah.
Shit.
He was also in Thor Ragnarok.
Yes, he was.
That was a funny scene, by the way.
Fuck.
It's not important. Carl Urban is his name.
Thank you.
Yeah. God damn it.
when it becomes unimportant, that's when we remember.
Yeah. Anyway, Annihilation, it's about, like, this weird, like, force field that showed up. And behind that force field is, like, this plant, plant life that's come alive, and it's omnipotent and whatever. And crews have gone in there, and they got lost, and they come back crazy, or they kill themselves inside this place. And I think they call it Dimension X or something stupid like that. And, Natalie Portman plays a psychologist.
You know, I think I've seen this trailer, yeah.
Or a botanist or something like that. And she goes inside and she's being interrogated about what she saw there.
Wasn't it sort of like The Arrival? It feels very close to what that
is. Yeah, it feels kind of like, I guess the trailer feels like Arrival. It looks really good. I like the director. I've heard good things about the book that the movie is based on.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I'm excited to see those two movies coming out. Early Man that I was talking about, the stop motion movie that comes out in February, and Annihilation comes out February 23rd.
Okay, so maybe next year will be better for movies.
Hopefully.
I think the last two movies this year that I want to see, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and The Shape of Water, are going to make up for a lot of bad movies this year.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of indie movies I still haven't got a chance to see yet. Like, I still want to see Disaster Artist. And
I saw The Disaster Artist.
There's really good. I want to see Lady Bird. I've heard a lot of good things about that. And the Three Billboards Outside of Missouri, Alabama, or Edinburgh, whatever.
Whatever that movie, yeah.
Yeah, it looks good. I want to see it. The guy who made In Bruges and Seven, that movie with...
Seven Psychopaths?
Seven Psychopaths, thank you. Yeah. Same writer and director wrote the Three Billboards movie, and I want to see that. So maybe the end of this year is trying to make up for the shitty year of movies that we had. I don't know. Or next year we have
coming up soon on an episode of the show. We'll have our picks for our favorites.
Come listen to me bitch about movies for an hour.
That's the name of your new show. George bitches about movies
for an hour.
For an hour. All right, well, let's wrap up the show. First of all, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. TantrumCollectibles.com. If you're looking for cool brands like Funko and Bandai Artifex, Banpresto, all those cool collectibles, go to TantrumCollectibles.com. Put in the code MetalGeeks. You're going to save 10% off your order. You can pre-order stuff when the exclusives come out at only comic shops and like companies like this, like Tantrum Collectibles can get. They can pre-order those for you. You don't have to worry about it.
And Christmas is right around the corner.
Hanukkah starts next week. Christmas is right around the corner.
Carrie needs gifts.
I need gifts. You can eat
12 to be exact, right?
eight. There's eight nights of Hanukkah.
Nights of Hanukkah.
I need a steady flow of progressively better gifts.
Start from the shittiest gifts and get better.
That's what my parents used to do when I was a kid. I remember my buddy called me.
Start off with like candles or like socks or something.
Yep. Exactly right. Socks, and then like one of them would be like a
Leads Super up to Nintendo.
It'd be a Nintendo game. Yeah, exactly right. That's like I was always jealous about my Christian friends because they got all their shit in one time. It was like they didn't have to wait every day.
Yeah. See, if I had to do it like eight gifts, each gift will give clues to the next big gift. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
So like if I gave you socks, they would be like, socks about the video game system that you're going to get at the end.
Or shoes.
I guess. Well, you would get shoes for Christmas?
Sometimes.
I never asked for shoes.
Well, I never got a Christmas present when I was a kid, so.
You got Hanukkah presents.
Hanukkah presents, yeah.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a dreidel?
Yes.
I don't know if we're going to record before Christmas. Are you think we're going to record before Christmas?
We'll do another show before Christmas, yeah,
we'll,
for sure.
We'll try to.
When Dave comes back, we'll do his... You know, we'll get him in the studio.
Try to fit that one in and along with our best of.
No, we'll 2017. Do that. We'll do that. I think we'll do best of after the new year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you heard it here first, folks. Foast.
I think it's time to wrap up on that one.
I'm tired.
I can tell. He's tired about bitching about movies.
That too.
So thanks again, of course, to TantrumCollectibles.com. Like George said, holidays are coming up. Get your order in. 10% off your entire order using the code MetalGeeks.
Don't throw a tantrum. Type in MetalGeeks.
That's right.
Save yourself from holiday troubles.
So thanks for tuning in to episode number 141 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I would like to say something real quick. We just released episode number 200 of MSRcast.
Hey, congratulations.
Which we should have been... We should be a lot higher than we are now because we started doing that show like 11 or 12 years ago.
Well, life happens.
Life happens. Exactly right. But yeah, 200. We talk about the history of the show. We play some music, a lot of cool stuff.
So pretty much what y'all do every episode.
Pretty much. We are preparing for our year-end rewinds on that show. Like we always said, we don't really do our best of, top 10, that type of stuff. We do our rewind, what our favorites were
of the year.
Doesn't have to be any particular order, but they usually wind up being in a particular order just because that's the way it works out. But I'm working hard on my list right now, and I'm like with Black Anvil that George liked. That's been thrown into my list somehow late in the game.
Monkey wrench, huh?
The monkey wrench. It's an anvil being thrown into my is
sinking.
It's a black monkey.
Is it
wrench.
Sinking to number one or sinking to number 10?
Stay tuned. So, I don't know yet.
Oh, I try to give y'all teases. I'm sorry.
I don't know. We'll find out. But yeah, we're thinking about, you know, our music and, you know, movies, TV games, all that kind of stuff.
TV games?
TV, comma, games.
Oh, gotcha. I just said it quickly. Wow, that's weird. I never heard of TV.
Remember those TV games? It was like the little Pac-Man. You plugged it into the RCA cable.
Oh, and the RCA cables?
Yeah, you played Pac-Man on your TV.
Shit never fucking worked. That's what it was.
Those are TV games.
Especially the ones where it came with a gun. You're supposed to shoot the gun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those never worked.
Yeah. But see,
fucking sucked is what it did.
Well, I guess that's it. Let's social media for this show, all at Metal Geeks, metalgeeks.net. You can find us on iTunes. Subscribe to us there. Give us a 5-star review. It really does help people find our show.
Tell us how much you love us.
Tell us how much you love us.
Especially me, because everybody knows I'm the star of the show.
Do they know? Really?
No, but no, seriously, share it with your friends. Give us a review. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. Maybe it's me that you don't like, and I'll shut up more.
We're on Stitcher, and we're waiting on some other platforms as well, hopefully soon. You can also find us on our host at esopodcast.com.
Check out some of their shows there.
Check out all their shows, their main show, and they have a lot of other cool shows on their network.
Not as cool as ours, but cool.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's the holidays. If you want to buy a t-shirt, we do still have those available at redbubble.com. Just go look for Metal Geeks. There's a couple of different designs there, and they print on demand type of deal.
Like we said, holidays are here.
So we already mentioned Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all at Metal Geeks.
All that social medias.
And they can find you and your comic book. We haven't talked about that yet.
Thankfully. So we are hard at work trying to get issue 3 printed. We got some of the letters in. We're trying to get the other half of the letters. Once we get those, we'll be hard at work printing and sending those off to our Kickstarter rewards, our Kickstarter Patreons or whatever. So thank you to all those people who've hung in there. It's been kind of a hard ride for us this year, but we're going to make up for it with next year.
Just something small happened, like
a hurricane and, you know, life problems with some of our crew.
Yep.
With that being said, issues 1 and 2 are now available on Comixology or on our website at Grey Bear Comics. You can also listen to me and Justin and Andy talk about weird topics and bullshit at Mind Fudge Comedy Podcast. It's another show that we do where we laugh and make fun of each other for about 30 minutes or so. And that's about it. Be sure to, you know, check out our comic Speak No Evil at Grey Bear Comics, G-R-A-Y.
I'm trying to say check out my comic, but I don't have a comic.
You're in that comic.
I'm in the comic.
That's right.
Yeah, check out issue 2 of Speak No Evil because I'm in it.
Yeah, I'm sure you're in another issue at some point.
I'm sure. I'll make my triumphant return.
Triumphant return. That's exactly it.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to episode number 141 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. And as always, we don't have Dave here to say it, but
keep it metal.
And keep it geeky.
Always, motherfucker.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.